Exactly. The podcasting beast from the East. Alongside the Professor John Guy, the King of Bungie, the Troll Master, the Camp Crystal Lake Counselor. The Terminator. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Professor Omega, the Cleaner, my man. John Gotti, how you doing there, boy?
Doing pretty good, actually. I know you're trying to force me to play my hand and give you a Technostart show. That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Because I am only but a humble, wise man just trying to be close and get just a sliver of greatness from our tribal chief. Wait, you don't interrupt me when I do that thing. From our tribal chief, the reigning, defending, undisputed podcasting world champion himself, the Sultan of Squat, Los Tranquilo himself. Don't you call him Toriano? It is Doc Edelo. What's going on, man?
You know, you gave me real Prophadamus right there. That was very Prophesaurus of you. I think that's where it is, man. Prophesaurus Rex, man. I think you really nailed that, Prophadamus. And I'm hoping that you do great with your picks today. But before we get there, let's give a big shout out to the new Notre Dame
head coach,
Marcus Freeman, taking over for the early departed. Sorry, I slid. I can slide. The early departed. Come on, there we go. Come on, headset. Don't slide on me. The early departed Brian Kelly. Which was really, you know, scumbaggish for a team that's still on the brink of making a championship run. Depending on how these games shape up, we might as well jump right into those NCAA games. Looks like John Gotti's slightly on tilt. Hopefully,
I'm not on tilt. I'm trying not to laugh.
That sounds like tilt to me.
Something that wasn't funny though. Did you notice the pictures that many of the mainstream media was using for Marcus Freeman though? Like every one of them had him displaying a meme mug, which is very
maybe the early ones. Maybe the early pictures. The ones that I see now are, you know, are pretty lighthearted.
Okay, the first ones were like just straight meme mugging. I'm like, that's not how
I can
you
understand
wanna,
that.
That's not how you, you know, I don't think he would want himself to be presented in that particular manner.
I guess it depends. I mean, you know, defense. I feel like defensive coordinators are always meme mugging because people aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. But yeah, it looks like the last one that I saw almost looked like a book cover. So I thought that was pretty sweet.
Okay, then at least they fixed it because before I'm like, I'm getting real worried right now.
But with that news, let's get right into college football. We'll go the traditional route. I think, you know, given we got a new coach for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish after Brian Kelly ran away to LSU.
Okay.
I'm sorry. He ran. He just ran. We have a couple of games. Johnny, which ones are you looking out for? I know we got some, obviously, some playoff implications. We already kind
of
talked
course.
About
Well, this is, of course, Alabama. This is championship weekend, which is a wonderful time of year. Tonight we have number 10 Oregon traveling to face off against the number 17 Utah Utes for the Pac-12 championship. On Saturday, we have number 9, Baylor, heading to Oklahoma State to take on the number 5 ranked team. We have Utah State taking on number 19, San Diego State, for the Mountain West Championship. The other one was, of course, the Dr. Pepper Big 12 Championship. Then we have Appalachian State taking on number 24, Louisiana, for the Sun Belt Conference Championship.
Sun Belt.
And, of course, we got big game. Big game. Big. Number 1, Georgia. Heading to Tuscaloosa to take on number 3, Alabama Crimson Tide, for the SEC Championship game. Of course, all eyes will be on this game. I will definitely be watching this game as well. And at the same time, we also have number 21, Houston, heading to face off against number 4, which they wouldn't be number 4, but that's here and there.
I have them as number 3.
The Cincinnati Bearcats, for the American Athletic Conference Championship game.
They got to be number 3. They're going to be number 3. We're just going to call it and claim it.
We have the number 2 Michigan Wolverines taking on number 13 Iowa, whom people just completely wrote off, but they still have an outside chance. Depends.
They're very dangerous.
It's probably not going to happen. It's going to be in the SEC team if all these teams lose, but that's besides the point. Competing for the Big Ten Championship. And we have number 15, Pittsburgh, traveling to the great state of North Carolina to take on the number 16, Wake Forest, for the ACC Championship.
Which, shout out to Wake Forest, because, I mean, both their football and basketball program, I mean, they're taking huge strides. What I'm seeing from both opportunities, I mean, it's really good.
It is.
Yeah, because the basketball team is doing very well right now. And, I mean, they're 7-1 at this particular time. And then you got the football team undefeated, right? Or do they have one loss right now? I forget. Wake Forest, I believe, is undefeated.
They have
two losses, which is a huge increase of wins. They had a pretty good run. So it's going to be a game to definitely watch. Pittsburgh is always kind of tough, but I just don't think they've come far. Both teams have come far.
They both hopefully have the same record, by the way. So
Well, I think Pittsburgh historically has been a pretty good squad, like been a good program. Mm-hmm. They just haven't had the consistency. Exactly. So this should be a really, really good game.
All the games are gonna be really, really good. Of course, the big one we're gonna be checking out is Georgia versus Alabama, but this Baylor-Oklahoma State game is going to be pretty good to watch. The Houston-Cincinnati game. And, of course, got to watch those Hawkeyes in Iowa take on the Wolverines. So.
Right. So let's go ahead and give quick predictions here for those top 5 teams here. Okay. We got Georgia versus Alabama. Johnny, who you got?
Go, Bearcats, go.
You're thinking that Alabama loses?
Yes.
And Cincinnati moves up?
I mean, they can't move up further than 1, but yes.
So you're saying Georgia beats Alabama?
Yes.
I will second that. I think Alabama has played in too many close games against opponents that, yes, they're good, but it shouldn't have been as close for some of those games. And obviously the game that they lost earlier on in the season. Number 2, Michigan versus Iowa. Ugh. I feel like Michigan may have put too much energy into beating Ohio State. I'm going to go with the Hawkeyes.
I want to be with you as well, too, because I was talking about Iowa all year. I have.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like Michigan is going to win this one. It's going to be a close game. I think they're going to win this one close, though.
I mean, we'll definitely be following close attention here. Obviously, we're both going with Cincinnati.
Yes. We're moving with Cincinnati.
Okay. We're moving with Cincinnati. Lastly, do we have Oklahoma State beating Baylor?
Yes. Prophet, but this is going to turn into a shootout.
Prophet Damas has spoken.
Well, who do you got?
I'm going to choose Oklahoma. Actually, I'm going to choose Baylor. I think Baylor wins it. This gives Notre Dame the storyline opportunity to jump up. And if there's another loss in here, Notre Dame's in, and somebody's potentially out.
It's going to end up being freaking Cincinnati, even though they went undefeated.
I don't think so. I think if everything goes the way you play, well, if Cincinnati loses, yeah, it'll definitely be Cincinnati.
That's insane.
Well, if Cincinnati and Alabama lose, then it would be an interesting turn.
Alabama would be number four then.
No, Alabama's. I don't think so. I think Alabama will fall out. I think it would. Yeah, it would be ridiculous. I don't think it would be Alabama. It would probably be some other team that we didn't even think could make it. But I guess this is a good time to transition into the NFL. Last night, we had them boys versus the New Orleans Saints. 27-17. The score doesn't really reflect how this game really went.
Nope.
Obviously, the Saints shot themselves in the foot a few times. I'll say this.
Okay.
Taysom Hill hurting his finger early in the game was a major storyline. I didn't think it had as much emphasis as, you know, the commentators tried to make it. But
of course. Well, we have to try to set the game.
Yeah, they sold the heck out of the game. But he dominated the Cowboys on the ground. 11 carries for 101 yards. At one point, they ran the same play about five times in a row. Yeah, and it was successful. He leaped over a defender. It was really, really amazing what Taysom Hill was able to do. But in the end, he threw four interceptions. One may have been his fault.
Yep.
The others were just, really bad luck. It was Madden juju, you know, tip passes, dragged feet. You know, the one that he threw, you know, to Diggs, that was just good coverage.
Yep.
You know, he played cover two. He bumped, and then he just fell back into the zone. There was a lot of drop passes also. I know that what's his name that caught the touchdown at the end, Deontay Harris, who's an EFL legend. Deontay Harris was an EFL legend. Finally caught the pass that they had been throwing all night and took it for a touchdown. Had it completed, you know, a quarter earlier, we would have been talking about a different game.
Yep.
But the Cowboys' defense looked aggressive. They looked hungry. Their offense still kind of stale.
And that's what I was going to say. Like, this is more about the Cowboys' defense than their offense really didn't do anything, folks.
Dak went 26 for 40, 238, one touchdown, one pick. Tony Pollard, again, being one of the better options as a running back. 7 carries, 71 yards, including, of course, the 58-yarder that he ran. Zeke ran 13 times for 45 yards, 3.5 yards per carry. CeeDee Lamb took a shovel pass for, I thought it was more than one time. I thought he did it like three times, but they only counted one for 33 yards. It was a really, really good run. CeeDee Lamb looked good.
He did.
He looks good. He looks fast. He looks like, you know, he has the potential to be the one of the best receivers in the league.
Yep. He did drop a fourth down pass, though.
He did. It just depends. I'm interested to see his progression moving forward. But, it's one of those things where I'm interested to see how that goes. Amari Cooper had some really good catches as well, even though he was only targeted two times. And Michael Gallup with a great touchdown, of course. Big touchdown catch. But really, this was just about the Saints really blowing it. I thought, you know, they should have stuck to the ground game. Of course, they missed a field goal early in the game that kind of set them behind the eight ball. You think about it, it was a 13-7 game. They would have tied it if he made that field goal earlier. Yep. It would have been 13-13. We would look probably at a different game. The interceptions probably won't happen if they're running the ball, of course, like they should be. But nonetheless, Cowboys come over to win 8-4. Saints dropped 5-7. I'm not 100% sure if this is
that makes the Bucks very happy.
I mean, it's a double-edged sword because obviously, you know, we're competing with the Cowboys and we're competing with the Saints in the playoff picture. But the Bucks are sitting a little higher. We just got to beat the Falcons, which is always tough, of course.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the plus side is you already beat the Cowboys already.
So yeah.
Even if it was a tie, you won the tiebreaker.
We won the tiebreaker, yeah. But let's get to some of these predictions.
Let's do it, Doc. I can't wait.
We got the Giants headed to Miami. Giants are scary. I know Daniel Jones is kind of saying he might be a little banged up. I don't know if he's been ruled out just yet. But I'm going to go with the Dolphins.
I'll go Giants. I'll take that chance.
Okay, we got a trap game here. We got Indianapolis. We got the Houston Texans, who always kind of just show up whenever they feel like it.
But guess what? It ain't going to happen this weekend. Okay, I'm going with the Colts.
We're going with the Colts indefinitely. Next, we got the Minnesota Vikings going to the 0-10-1 Detroit Lions in Detroit. I don't think they get their win this week. I'm going with the Vikings.
Their chances were... the last 2 weeks? Yeah, I'm sorry.
I think they'll win a game.
I'm sorry, Motor City Dan. It's not happening this week.
Right. I think they'll win a game. I don't know their record, but I don't know their schedule, but I think they'll win a game probably in the last 4 to 5 weeks.
Three to four weeks.
No, we don't need to. It's okay. Next, we got Philadelphia versus the New York Jets. No, don't you dare say it.
They only have one winnable game. That's all I'm saying.
I think they'll win several of those games.
What's the next game?
Philadelphia to the Jets. I picked Philadelphia to beat the Giants. Unfortunately, they let me down. I don't think they should let us down again versus the Jets, so I'm going to pick the Eagles.
I'm also going to pick the Eagles, but apparently everyone is still riding that Mike White train.
But Mike White didn't play.
I know.
I thought it's kind of weird. Mike White didn't even play. I mean, they put the rookie back in. Well, that's because
people saying are casuals.
Oh, I got it. I got it. Even though, I mean, the Jets have the 13th best passing offense, so it's pretty good.
Wow. That's hilarious. Doc, what is the next game?
We're going Arizona headed to Chicago, in Chicago, but think it doesn't matter. We're going with Arizona. At least I am.
Yeah, we're both going there. You should have just stated that because we both know exactly who I was picking.
I didn't know. You might have picked Chicago.
No.
We got Chargers. We got Bengals. I don't trust
that defense.
I get it. We got Chargers. We got Bengals in Cincinnati. It seems like a trap game because we don't know what team
is
going to show up.
But Kitty goes meow. I'm going with the Bengals.
It. This is a tough one.
It is. And I like Justin Herbert. You know I am.
I know.
But it's their really defense that bothers me.
I don't know. Let's look at the tail of the tape.
Just say Kitty goes meow, Doc.
I'm actually going to go with the Chargers.
Oh! He's going against the grain. Okay, I like it.
Yeah, I think I'll go with the Chargers. I think they lost that last week. I don't think they lose two times in a row. I think they take Cincinnati to the limit and see how far Cincinnati's progress is.
And you're calling a close game too. Okay.
No, I didn't call a close game. I just said they're going to push them to the limit. I think this is that moment, right? Burrow, Herbert, they're linked together. I think I said that several weeks. So I think Justin Herbert throws 3 to 4 touchdowns this game. I will say that.
Might run for 3 TDs this game.
Right. Here we go. We got a trap game here. Tampa Bay headed to Atlanta. Atlanta owns Tampa. Oh, God, they own them. We got this.
So are you going with the Falcons then? Are we going to do another wager?
Let me go through the tail of the tape here, sir. All right, let's go through the tail of the tape. right? The Buccaneers won the last meeting. Of course, we know that 48-25, it was a terrible outing. The Bucs are third in offense, fifth in defense, second in passing, and 23rd in rushing. But that Falcons defense is number 18, all right? And that offense, although it's 28th versus the Bucs, it's top five. And that happens every single time. So I'm not going to sleep with the Falcons. Now, I shall pick the Bucs, but I'm very aware that it could go south at any point.
So what you're saying is you want to do a wager for this game.
What's the wager, sir? Let's think about this.
Okay.
What is it? What's the wager? Come on. Give me the wager. In the next game, we have Jacksonville versus
LA. He's like, I don't want to hear that crap.
You tell me the wager at the end, I guess.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Jacksonville. No, I'm not. Oh, maybe I will go with Jacksonville. Oh, that just kind of Freudian slipped out there.
I don't know.
I'm going to go with Jacksonville.
I'm going to go with the Rams.
Yeah, like, I don't know why, but I just feel like it just kind of slipped in there, like Stay Puft Marshmallow right there. Oh, I'm going to stick with it. We got Washington Oldskins versus the Raiders. Big time trap.
This is a trap.
I'm going to go with the football team.
Ooh. You know what? I'm going to follow you with that one.
Yeah, the Raiders. The problem is, Jay.
Again, we don't know what Raiders team we're gonna get.
True, I know. Jay Rich is probably gonna be like, "Man, it's my birthday weekend, and you guys are picking against my team." But
I'm sorry, Jay Riddy, your team Rich. Might be giving you a birthday L.
Yes, an L. Next, we got Baltimore. We got Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. We're definitely, without question, choosing Baltimore. Pittsburgh okay. has shown no sign of life. I don't know what's happening. Well, I do know what's happening, but they just need to move on, Ben, I think, after this season.
Stop it. They're already dead.
Right. Next, we got NFC West showdown, San Francisco 49ers versus the Seattle Seahawks in Seattle. I think San Francisco's riding a high. Seattle's riding a low. I think it'll continue, and we'll see the end of an era in Seattle.
NFC San West Francisco. Is gonna NFC West.
I'm choosing San Francisco, by the way.
But I'm choosing San Francisco.
Yeah. So next we got another trap game, another potential playoff implicating game. Denver headed to Kansas City. This is a big game for Denver.
This is a big game for the Chiefs.
Nah, I think it's bigger for Denver.
Nope. You're gonna say why? Because everyone kept saying the Chiefs are back.
No,
Chiefs are back.
Nobody really said that. I think I just said the Madden curse is over. I think people just said
you said the Madden curse is over.
Oh.
But everyone else keeps saying that the Chiefs are back.
Well, who do you got? I mean, it's Sunday night.
It is Sunday night. I'm picking the Chiefs.
Is it because Drew Locke might be starting? Like what?
It is because Drew Locke is starting.
Oh God. Oh, that's so tough. What if Drew Locke comes out and has the best game of his life?
Well, then I will be pleasantly surprised, but I'm not sticking with Drew Locke at all.
Because right now, I mean, the Broncos do have the 6th-ranked defense.
Yes. So
it's not that their defense isn't a problem.
But if the offense creates points for the Chiefs defense, like... What are we doing here? Like, what are we talking about here?
I'll also go with the Chiefs. I want the Broncos to win because I want to see somebody new in the playoffs. If this was like, you know, the playoffs started today, but I'll go with the Chiefs as well, just to see what happens. And of course, we'll come back on Monday.
Which I want to realize that we didn't pick a single team from the AFC West outside of the Chiefs to win.
That's not by design, though. All right. So really quickly here.
You picked the Chargers. That's what. So you picked two.
I did pick the Chargers, yeah.
That's right.
So. Another breaking news. We had the NFL suspend Antonio Brown, Mike Edwards, and John Franklin, who's a free agent. I'm not sure. I guess they just paired him in with the Bucks because he was with the Bucks at one point.
Yep.
For 3 games for breaking COVID-19 protocol. And, of course, the world has automatically compared this to the situation with Aaron Rodgers.
Not the same.
I don't think it's the same because Aaron Rodgers never said, hey, I got the shot. He pretty much said, I'm not going to get the shot. I can't get the shot because of allergies, because of lack of studies, because of everything else. So
basically what prevented a lot of people from getting the shot in the first place.
Right. Pre-existing conditions, the things that we don't know, which makes sense. But this is a whole different thing, you know, forging, you know, or I guess misrepresenting their vaccination status, of course, which would skip some of the tests that Aaron Rodgers was talking about.
Yep.
That's a little bit too much.
Again, it's all about creating a narrative. It's all about, you know, and I feel like this whole year, this whole season has been about trying to, and I've said this before, and now it's holding true now, the demonization of Aaron Rodgers. I don't understand why, but it's been this way since even before the season started. It's reflected on the Packers power rankings. It's reflected on the QB index.
True. That's true. Well, Antonio Brown
situation, like, I don't think this would have been as big of a story if he wasn't such a household name.
True. That's true. Well, him and Mike Edwards are both suspended, of course, immediately, and they'll be suspended for 3 games. They'll be eligible for return in Week 16, where we play the Packers on December 26th, so we'll see what happens. But in the last few minutes, Johnny, have you come up with a wager?
Nah, I won't do one. Because you'll just say no to anything I say, so it's
That's
fine.
Not true. That's not true. True. I would have been open to it. I'd have been so open to it. But
it's hard enough to have Doc not call, you know, his team by negative connotations, even when
I've been doing great.
I let it slide quite a bit.
No, I do the same thing you do. You say this the defense stinks with the Knicks. I do the same thing, and I mean, the defense could have played better.
I don't do that. It is
you
totally
do it a lot.
Different.
Oh my
it
god,
it is totally different.
It's the same thing. It's just a different voice. It's just a different voice. It's
well, I know.
Prop voice. I'm giving
that you heard this podcast on your favorite podcasting platform. But if you didn't, you can listen to this episode and more on our website at www.debateamongstfriends.com.
You might as well finish. Be sure to tune in tomorrow as we go over.
We're not even out tomorrow.
The analysis and the reads. This guy. That's so terrible.